we were involved in a very nasty accident about 7:30 p.m. local time in Uganda. We hit something, and our car overturned several times. I think about five times, completely mangled. It's a miracle that we are here. All the four of us who were in the car, we survived. My assistant is the worst affected. She's in great pain, and she may have broken some bones. But we're in a hospital where there's no x-ray. We're waiting for an ambulance to evacuate us to a hospital where there would be the necessary facilities to test more fully.
Ambassador Tunu, some of your supporters, when news reached them about this accident, expressed concern that possibly it could have been stage-managed because you are campaigning ahead of Friday's presidential or general elections. So what do you say to that?
Well, obviously, this happened about 7:30 when it's dark here, and we had so many somersaults. I cannot reconstruct everything that happened. I simply remember I closed my eyes for a few minutes. I wasn't asleep, but I closed my eyes for a few minutes, and all I recall was us now turning up and down several times. So at this, you know, that's all I know. And then when we came to a standstill, it was, you know, everything was upside down. We could barely find the door or the window, and it took some time to get us out. So all I can tell you is that is what happened, and beyond that, it's too early for me to say.
Now, have you heard anything from the police? Are they going to investigate this accident to find out what happened? Was your driver impaired by the darkness?
No, the darkness wouldn't affect that, no. No, the car lights were on. It just, I said, I didn't see perhaps everything because it was nighttime, but the driver wouldn't be affected by that.
This accident basically hampers your last minute push for Friday's election because campaigning officially ends on Thursday. What happens from there now?
We'll know in a little while. The doctors are still doing some general examination here, and we'll then be evacuated to a hospital with more facilities, and then we'll determine.
So what will be your message to your supporters?
Well, it's a miracle, and I thank God, and I thank all those who have been praying for us. It's an absolute miracle that we are alive, all the four of us, even though injured and in very varying conditions of the accident. But when you look at the car and you look at the somersaults, overturning about five, six times, it's an absolute miracle that we are alive. That's all I can say. And I thank God, and I thank all those who've been praying for us.